Trending now. Trending now.
It is still going to be cool to cold today over parts of Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. Also partly cloudy over the four provinces. And there is a warning for extremely high fire danger conditions. And that's over the western parts of the northwest. Pretoria today up to 23. Joburg, Mpumalanga and Polokwane a high of 20. Emalahleni 21. And Rustenburg up to 24.
Tabiso Kambule for your time. Seven traffic. Boksburg, an accident there. They are busy clearing it on the R21 interchange. That's on the N12 west. Linwood Road, traffic lights out at Kingsway Highway.
A Namibian woman is under police guard in hospital after she was caught with so-called drug bullets in her stomach. She was arrested at the OR Tambo International Airport yesterday morning. National police say she landed on a flight from Sao Paulo in Brazil. And California has now signed a new law to ban all plastic grocery bags. The U.S. state has the fifth largest economy in the world and banned plastic bags in 2014, but allowed stores to offer the consumer thicker bags that were said to be reusable. However, advocates said consumers were not reusing or recycling these bags, and the new ban does away with plastic bags entirely. It will come into effect in January 2026.
Welcome to the party, you late arrivals.
I'm Khada D'Souza. More news at 8.
Well, let's get the losing out of the way. That's one thing. But the Springboks will also be hurting this week after surrendering their lead atop the test rankings following that 29-28 defeat to Los Pumas in Santiago del Estero. They lost two full rankings points, which was enough to see Ireland reclaim top spot.
No.
While Argentina, I know, Argentina are in sixth above Scotland. The All Blacks, who claimed the smallest, most minute wins over Australia in the Bledisloe Cup, remain in third. Well, there was some good news, at least for the Boks, with Faf de Klerk and Damian Willemse on track to be available for the tour in November. The Boks take on Scotland, England and Wales, with Elias Snyman and John Klein also available. Franco Mostert is hoping to recover from his leg injury. Unfortunately, though, still no go for Evan Ruiz, Steven Kitsoff and Luis de Jager. In football, Stellenbosch FC secured their place in the group stage of the CAF Champions League with a 3-1 aggregate victory over AS Vita. It's a big one for Stellenbosch. They were 2-0 winners a week ago at the Donny Craven Stadium and played to a 1-0 draw yesterday to progress. The first time in their history that they make the playoffs of such a big tournament. So, congratulations. Banyana Banyana will face Denmark on Friday, the 25th of October, in a friendly international. There are still going to be more details disclosed in coming days. It'll be the first time the two nations meet. Oscar Piastri provided further evidence of McLaren's pace by passing Mercedes duo George Russell and Lewis Hamilton to go from fifth to third in the checkered flag. But what a weekend it was for his team overall. And Daniel Dubois retained his IBF World Heavyweight title with a brutal fifth-round knockout of Anthony Joshua in an all-British spectacular at Wembley on Saturday. He dominated the bout from start in front of 96,000 fans, dropping the former two-time heavyweight champion multiple times. This is some of the sport that took place this weekend.
Sheesh.
That's your Jack of Sport.
Hey, sure. Okay, so some good news, but mostly bad. All right.
Mostly bad.
Lions.
It went with the weather. It just all did go with the weather, didn't it?
I sure did. Loose. My heart's broken. Can you imagine Barney Simon today? Seriously, yeah. I don't think that guy's coming into work.
I think, I'd forgive him as well because they've been so good all season now.
I know. And to lose like that, what a kick, though. Let's get back to your hits. Woo!
Things haven't been quite the same.